The first game this afternoon, a 2:10 start, Sando. I prefer it when it's a 1:10 start, but 2:10, yeah. Okay, we'll just drag it out a little bit longer. We'd like to see a little bit more football sooner on a Sunday, but it is the Giants hosting West Coast at Giants Stadium. Mark McVay's first game in charge at GWS, and injured Giants star Jacob Hopper has been good enough to jump on the phone and join us on Sunday crunch time. Jacob, welcome to you.
Hey guys, how are we?
We're going well. How are you going? I think more to the point, because we'd love to see you, and I'm sure you'd love to be out there running around with your teammates. I had a look at the injury list on afl.com.au before. It says you're still 4 to 6 weeks away after having that arthroscope on your knee. Just talk us through where you're at.
Yeah, it's been just a bit of a frustrating process. Some injuries just aren't as straightforward as everyone would wish that they are. So it was a bit of a interrupted pre-season and tried to kind of get going. But then, yeah, unfortunately just wasn't feeling right. So, yeah, it's definitely feeling a lot better now, and I feel like we're on the right track now. So, yeah, hopefully sooner rather than later, I can get back out there and start playing some footy, which would be really nice.
Are you back running, doing full contact training? Where are you sort of at in your training loads?
Yeah, having a run around now, like ramped up my loads now, running. No contact work as of yet, but that's not too far around the corner. So just getting more and more dynamic now with my movement, which just feels good to be, feeling a bit more a part of it, because, it's been a rough start for everyone kind of at the footy club. So hopefully can get back out there and contribute.
Have you got a date or a round in mind that you're eyeing off?
Not really. I think I kind of wanted to throw the dates out after I kept missing them last time around. So just leave it a bit open-ended and just aim to get back playing footy when I feel right.
Jacob, we're dying to know. So, new head coach, what are we going to see different from the Giants today?
Yeah, obviously we've had a fair few changes with illness and injury and whatnot. But so I'm still trying to get my head around what the team kind of looks like. So I'm sure Mark is as well. But I think there's definitely been just more energy with change once everyone got over the kind of the decision that was made and that kind of shock factor, I suppose, when there's a change like that. I think there's been some new energy and there's been some changes in our schedule and things like that. And I think it's just all about trying to bring some life back to our ball movement and making sure that we're trying to be as aggressive and as attacking as we possibly can, both with the ball in hand and without it. So I think it's just about trying to, not get too stagnant with the ball in hand and trying to just throw as much as we possibly can at opposition.
So you think there'll be a bit more freedom in the offence? Is that sort of the message you think from McVay?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think that's kind of, definitely been the messaging and throughout the week, because, with the start we've had, we've got nothing to really lose. So I think it's just about being as aggressive as we can, both defensively and attackingly, because, we've got to try and do something or else the season's going to go to waste pretty quickly.
So what about the outs then? I know you said you're still wrapping your head around it, but it was announced yesterday that Taranto, Pruce and Lockie Ash will be coming out of the side today. They're obviously really important players for you.
Yeah, I think there's just been, this flu is just kind of...
It's everywhere. It's awful.
Yeah, I know. It's been crazy.
It's worse than COVID.
I think so. I think some of the boys haven't been able to get out of bed. So I think, there's just some flu that's getting around, and footy clubs are not the best sometimes at protecting yourself from each other because everyone's so close and in contact with each other. And then there's just, I think Tim's back. He's been nursing that for a little bit, so he's going to have some time off just to try and get that right. But, I suppose as with people going down, it presents opportunities for others, and I think I'm excited to see Jacob really get a chance, and he's been playing some really good footy, so it'll be exciting to see him debut. And, I think more and more people coming in, it does kind of open the chance for us to be as aggressive as we can, because there's boys in there, they're just super excited to get the chance to run out there.
So what are you expecting on this second half of the season with a new coach and obviously some adjustments to the game plan? There's still so much talent in this team. Would you still be pushing? I mean, at what point do you say, you know, we're going to just change things around and look for an adjustment in the game plan and, you know, look to 2023? Or is your focus as a club still very much on 2022?
Yes, and I think it's hard. Like, it's obviously not the start we've wanted to have. And I think as a playing group, first and foremost, we've got to take some accountability for that. Like, it wasn't just because of Leon that we started like we did. So we've got to take some real ownership and have a good hard look in the mirror about what's going wrong out there, because there's obviously some things that just aren't going well for us and what we need to improve on. But yeah, well and truly, I think the goal still has to be that we're more capable of winning games of footy. And, you know, what it's like, if you can win one or two, momentum's a beautiful thing in this game, where you can start to build that confidence and that belief, which we definitely still do have. So yeah, I think with this, some little changes in our form specifically, and trying to just get a bit more energetic, both on and off the field, I think with this change and with some changes, I think finals is definitely still the goal, as it always kind of should be. But yeah, I mean, it's obvious that we've got to start winning some games, and we've got to start winning them pretty soon.
Yep.
We know that James Hurd has been doing some leadership mentoring around the club, but now moves into an assistant coaching role as well under Mark McVay. Just talk about the impact that James has had on the group and what you've seen from him so far.
Yeah, Hurdy's been brilliant. He obviously brings a wealth of experience both as a player and as a coach. So to have him come in and contribute the way he has, you know, with specifically with kind of us leaders, has been, you know, it's been great just to get a different lens, a different insight, you know, different perspective on things and how things are ran and how we do things. So, you know, he's obviously a terrific operator. So it's been great to have that kind of wisdom and insight for me personally and for kind of the leaders coming through as a group.
Is there one key takeaway that you've sort of, or one key thing that you've learnt from him so far that you can share with us?
Well, I don't think more just he's, you know, he's obviously, you know, he expects excellence. He was a, you know, a great player, and so it's probably been more the mindset around challenging us, kind of pretty directly, and making sure that we're getting the absolute maximum out of ourselves on a regular basis, so then we can try and get the most out of kind of those guys around us and accelerate the younger boys around us and make sure that they're getting to their kind of their potential as quickly as possible. So I think just his ability to come in and challenge us from that kind of broad point of view has been brilliant.
Well, Jacob, we appreciate you jumping on the phone and having a chat to us on Sunday crunch time. Best of luck with your recovery. We cannot wait to see you back out there in the second half of the season. And best of luck, of course, to the Giants today against the Eagles.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.